So, for example, the Bhagavatam cosmology talks about 14 planetary systems, whereas we have, say, 9 or 10 planets. So, how do we reconcile this? See, first of all, we have a very simplistic notion of the cosmology that is given in the Bhagavatam. Say, we say, where is heaven? Heaven is up. But if the earth is round and America and India are on opposite sides, more or less. So both people say, "Earth, heaven is up." So where is heaven? Are you understanding? So is heaven above America or is heaven above India? And the two above are two up are opposite. So when scriptures talk about heaven being up, that is not a simplistic geographical up. It is not a simplistic geographical up. The Bhagavatam is talking about different levels of the cosmos. There are different levels of reality in the universe. And we live at a particular level of reality, and there are other levels of reality. So, within the Indian knowledge of cosmology also, there are actually two broad systems of cosmological knowledge. One is called as Puranic cosmology, and the other is called as Jyotishya cosmology. Jyotishya, or it is called also Siddhantic cosmology. Surya Siddhanta is one famous book from that set of books. Now, both these give very different visions of the cosmos. And if you go to the Jyotishya cosmology, that gives many figures which are very similar. The figures that are there in modern cosmology. So, for example, the Earth Moon distance, the Earth Sun distance, that is described in Jyotishya cosmology. That is similar to what science has found out with modern cosmology, remarkably similar. So, now in that same system of knowledge, the same broad Indian tradition, there are these two systems of knowledge of cosmology. And the Jyotishya cosmology, in most traditional systems of knowledge, astronomy was very closely connected with astrology. Astronomy is study of the planetary distances, astrology is the study of their effects on people. So now for calculating any astrological chart, for making any astrological prophecies, even the Vaishnava acharyas, even the devotee scholars, none of them has ever used the Bhagavatam cosmology. They have all used the Jyotishya cosmology. So that means they knew these two branches of knowledge existed. And they themselves, their primary life was dedicated to teaching the Bhagavatam, living the Bhagavatam, explaining the Bhagavatam. But when it came to astrology, they did not use the Bhagavatam cosmology. They used the Jyotishya cosmology. What this means is that they also recognize that the Bhagavatam cosmology is not for functional purposes in this world. It is more for a vision of a theistic universe. That does not, when I say a vision, that does not mean that it is just a conception. What I mean is that it is a way of looking at the world which shows how God, how devotion, dharma, and the divine, they are all pervading the universe. And as far as operating in this universe is concerned, they use Jyotishya cosmology. And they never put the two in conflict. No. The Bhagavatam's cosmology is, the Bhagavatam itself describes right in the beginning as well as the end of the Bhagavatam that basically cosmology is described in the Bhagavatam from the 15th chapter of the 5th canto till the 25th chapter, more or less. A little bit more, a little bit less. But there itself, at the beginning and the end of those sections, the Bhagavatam clearly describes two things. First is, studying this will enhance your devotion. Second is, that ultimately, because this cosmos manifests the glory of the Lord is infinite, so, and just as He cannot be completely understood, even this cosmos cannot be fully understood. So, the Bhagavatam itself is telling that we cannot understand the Bhagavatam's vision of the cosmos. We don't have to agonize over it too much. And the purpose is to enhance the devotion. So, for functioning in this world, we do use the modern cosmology. There's nothing wrong in that. So, we don't have to, as I told in my class on Sunday, that We don't have to position scripture as a competitor of science. Now, scripture is primarily giving us spiritual knowledge about how to elevate our consciousness. When we position scripture as a competitor of science, we devalue scripture. We don't have to devalue scripture like that. Scripture is giving us spiritual knowledge about how to elevate our consciousness. Science can give us some material knowledge about how to function in this world. And there may be some areas of overlap where some contradictions may be there, and how to resolve them, that is for the specialists to discuss. And you know, I have some seminars on this, and there are devotee scholars who are also working on this. But we ourselves, we don't have to unnecessarily highlight or aggravate this conflict. Because within the tradition itself, there is an example of two different visions of the cosmos, and both being used, the Bhagavatam's cosmos, cosmology being used for increasing one's focus on the Lord, and the Jyotisha cosmology being used for doing practical functioning in the world. So similarly, we can have for modern cosmology and for Jyotisha cosmology. Sorry, modern cosmology and Puran, Bhagavatam cosmology. So the Bhagavatam talks about 14 planetary systems. It is talking about a cosmos seen from a different scale of perception. It's not a human-centered scale of perception. You know, if whatever Shukdev Goswami was describing in the Bhagavatam was readily visible to the eye, then Parikshit Maharaj did not have to ask it. He could just have looked at the sky and seen it. Now, Shukdev Goswami is describing it because that is not visible through the naked eye. So it's a different vision of the universe seen from a different scale of observation. And the scale of observation can significantly change the object of perception, the object of observation. Just as I give the example again on Sunday, that if we have chalk and charcoal, and if we mix the two together, you know, I'll see granules, I'll get a grey powder. But if I see the same thing under a microscope, I won't see a grey powder. I'll see white particles and black particles. Now, what is it really? You know, is it white particles and black particles, or is it grey powder? Well, what it is depends on from where I am perceiving it. So we see the universe a particular way through science, and that's from our level of perception. The Bhagavatam gives us the universe as seen from another level of perception, and we don't have to necessarily see them as contradictory. They're just different level, different kinds of perception for different purposes. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?